you out there today?
Went well. Went well. Wanted to come out here and, you know, prove some things and show that I can be a three-down linebacker out here. And was able to, I think, in my opinion, was able to prove that. You know, I moved around well, caught the ball, showed athleticism.
How much pressure was it knowing there were linebackers coaches here from around the league running this, either three or four, running this thing, and a defensive coordinator? Any pressure, more pressure on you because of that?
I don't think so. You know, you always want to impress. It's always something, you know, in my blood. I've always, you know, I want to show that I can be the best person out here, you know, and across the country. And that's, you know, I think I put enough pressure on myself to you know, let that get under my skin.
Have other folks talked to you about your pecs and things like that? Are you being poked and prodded?
I was at the combine for sure.
Right.
You know, it's always a conversation starter.
Sure, yeah. are they still on that, or do they think you think they've got enough info on all that?
I think they have enough info. You know, we did MRIs, and they were able to pull and tug on me all around the combine. And ask me as many questions as they want. So I think everybody's pretty confident, you know, after this season and after the combine and pro day, being able to show them that, you know, I'm 100% right now.
And you don't have to go back to the recheck.
No, not that I know of. No news is good news, right?
That's right. Exactly.
That's right. George, you make some money today?
We'll see. We'll see, right? I feel like I did a good job. You know, that's all I'm trying to come out here and do is do my best. And, you know, I do this stuff every day. I've been training for this every day, and so it's at this point it's pretty natural. I just want to, you know, come out here and show it.
What are the traits you wanted people to see today?
What's that?
What are the traits you wanted people to see today?
Just my hip movement, you know, being able to play in space, athleticism, you know, just being a three down linebacker, the person that can stay on the field on third down, you know, and not just play inside run and outside run, being able to flip my hips, turn, cover, you know, things like that.
You feel like you're being projected in the top three rounds? What are you hearing?
I'm not sure, man. I'm not right now, man. My focus is on these meetings, these interviews with these coaches. Obviously, the draft is a long way away. It's gonna come quick, but I still got a whole month of meeting with coaches and everybody. So that's, you know, right now that's not really what's on my mind.
You have a workout with the Texans, and the Cowboys obviously really like you. Mm-hmm. Probably have you in. What would it mean to stay in the state of Texas? I know you don't really care, but obviously those two teams are interested.
Right. Obviously, yeah. You know, I've got a lot of great friends and ties, and, you know, I've got a girlfriend out here. You know, it'd be great, you know. But like you said, you know, I'm trying to get a shot, and wherever I get a shot, I'm going to try and make the most of it.
Who impressed you of your teammates today?
Man, they're – where do I start? You know what I'm saying? They're – every single one of them, you know, they've worked their butt off for this point, and you can tell.
Some of the guys like Steve and Sid, you know, you've played through injury.
Yeah.
You know, they have.
Mm-hmm.
Do we really understand how much this group of guys went through this past year?
I'm going to be honest, you probably don't. Right. You probably have no clue. You know, I know it's killing Sid right now to not be able to participate. You know, he wanted to participate at the combine. You know, his mindset was come out here for pro day and get it. And, you know, it's frustrating when you can't, when you really want to and you can't. We've had so many guys go through those emotions. You talk about coaching changes, and you talk about just about everything that we had to go through to get here today, where we're at today. You know, it's a special group. A lot of great friendships, a lot of close bonds that we've created over the years.
You said you had a private workout scheduled with the Texans. How do you had a chance to meet the coaches or Mike Vrabel, the linebackers coach at the combine, or any time in between?
Yeah. I know Coach Vrabel from back when I was coming out of high school. You know, he's an Ohio State guy, so I was, you know, in contact with him, and I saw him at the combine a little bit. Got to speak with him, speak a little football with him, and you know, I'm just excited to show him and, you know, everybody who wants to give me a shot what I can do.
Who else are you working out with, Jordan?
What's that?
Who else are you going to work out with, as far as you know?
I have, well, right now, that I'm working out with the Eagles. Got a meeting with them. Workout-wise, they're really the only workout-wise right now. I've got a few trips scheduled. So, you know, that's about it.
With the injuries that you've gone through here, did you ever see yourself at this point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's obviously tough to go through injuries and, you know, everything we've been through, but I don't think at one point did I give up on myself, did I not see myself continuing to push and fight and work, you know, because that's who I am. That's who my mom raised me to be. That's the type of person I am. And you learn a lot about yourself going through that stuff. But never once did I doubt, you know, the fact of me being at this point right now. You know, it's a blessing to come back and have a great season like I did and be able to you know, to be healthy after everything. But, you know, my mindset was always positive.